Today's gospel is found in Luke, the 24th chapter. Jesus said, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See, that is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of boiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and raise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the gospel of the Lord. I brought my cell phone. I don't know why, but it seems to work for Eric, so I thought maybe I'll try. "And now, God, may the words of my mouth and the inspiration from my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen." Many times we have said, if I only had another chance, we would make amends, try harder, study more, forgive more, love more. If only I could live my life over. What if we got that second chance? Would we remember to do differently the things we said we would? Not too many of us are perfect. I myself have maybe made a mistake a time or two. Therefore, I would suggest that we probably would make the same mistakes, even if we were given that second chance. But we don't always need a second chance because of something we have done. Sometimes there are missed chances because we elected not to do something, not to take the risk, because we elected to play it safe. We were afraid of trying to undo the wrong we have done, to not share our feelings with someone, of not being successful. When I changed careers to do something I had never done before, I had to be willing to take the risk of the well-being of myself and my family for that second chance. When I decided to make that change, I had to adapt the attitude of failure is not an option. Through hard work and with God's help, I had a fulfilling 24-year career because I grabbed onto that second chance. My son and daughter-in-law got me a 10-year-old, now 10-year-old grandson that I wouldn't have had if they were not willing to take a second chance. When they were adopting, they thought they had a son who turned out was then adopted by a Russian family when Russia had closed adoptions to U.S. families. It would have been easy for them to say, "We're not going through this again." However, knowing that they had the love to give and the desire to do so, with God's help, they took that second chance. That led them to becoming what they call a forever family with Oleg. My daughter also had the courage to take a second chance. When she was adopting, she actually said no to opportunities to have a child just because it didn't seem right. She did this knowing that another opportunity might not come along. However, she waited, and again with God's help, she did get the child that has made such a difference not only in her life, but the rest of the family as well. But this is not just about me and my family. Any number of us can certainly think back to second chances that we've been given through God's grace. My favorite verse from the Bible is in 1 Corinthians, which basically says, God will not let you be tested beyond your strength. Just as we have to not feel that we are of no use, that we are done, we can't go on, we cannot be afraid to ask God for another chance. Through God's abundant love and caring for us, we can go on and take that other chance. You see, we don't know when that second chance is going to come. It may come in a leisurely evening. It may come with a 2x4 to the head. But there will be an opportunity for second chances. And God is there, ready to listen and understand our wants and our desires. That is not to say we always get the answer we want. An Episcopal minister friend of mine once was heard to tell a parishioner who told him, I prayed and prayed but what I wanted, but I don't think God was listening. My preacher friend said, oh yes, God was listening, and he heard you, but this time the answer was no. And no is not necessarily a bad thing. It means that we took a second chance. The award winners today took a second chance. They gave second chances, an opportunity to give back for all they had been given, to answer a need. The shed here at St. Mark shows a commitment made by you all to help others by growing food, which is then taken to the food bank to help support and feed those who need a second chance. Through the birthday bag program sponsored by the food bank, almost 2,900 children have had that second chance to celebrate their birthday and enjoy that special time. The realization that children need to eat in the summertime, too, has led to the summer feeding program through the help of the city parks. Thousands of meals will be put out this summer in an 8-week program, giving many children the second chance for a good meal each day. The project in Tanzania, where over 30 students are not only getting a second chance through SAFI, now they are also able to have food to eat to feed their minds as well as their bodies. There is a Swahili proverb that says, the one who is full doesn't know there is hunger. How true that seems. I find it interesting that almost all of the awards this year deal with feeding the hungry. Through your generous support, we here at St. Mark have had an effect on one of the neediest areas of our society. What is amazing to me is that God is always there to give us that second chance, or however many chances we need. How did that happen? We have just celebrated, if that is the correct word, why we have second chances. Jesus died on the cross at Calvary to ensure that we do have the opportunity to make and repair the wrongs we have done. We are given the courage to say, I'm sorry, to get back up, to try again. Through his resurrection, even Jesus was given a second chance. In the gospel today, we hear of Jesus talking to his disciples, reminding them of their task they were called to do, encouraging them to use this second chance to reach out to the people, telling them of God's mercy and grace. They did not abandon their calling and turn away, but continued to use this second chance, even at the risk of losing their lives, to do God's work. What kind of justice was it that the innocent should die for the guilty? It was not justice. It was mercy. If we remain steadfast in Christ, no matter what comes our way, we have the assurance he will be there for us. When we are in doubt, I picture God out there flapping his arms, saying, I'm here, I'm here. A chance to help, to heal, to feel our pain, and even rejoice in our successes. No matter how dark it seems, God is ready and willing to shine his love and caring on us. What is that saying? It is darkest just before the dawn. Through God, we can see the glorious sunrise and bask in his love and grace for us. In the words of our hymn of the day, which we will soon sing, God gave his son to die for us, so even now, these thousands of years later, we have a second chance. Amen.